Jackie to call on me. Had he come 2 or 3 days later, I think I would have thrown him out, but he hit when I was open for anything. Jackie arrived about 7 in the evening and talked until 3 a.m. I don't remember much of what he said, but I did realize that here was another guy exactly like me. He had been in the same laughing academies and the same jails, known the same loss of jobs, same frustrations, same boredom, and the same loneliness. If anything, he had known all of them even better and more often than I. Yet he was happy, relaxed, confident, and laughing. That night, for the first time in my life, I really let down my hair and admitted my general loneliness. Jackie told me about a group of fellows in New York, of whom my old friend Fitz was one, who had the same problem I had, and who, by working together to help each other, were now not drinking and were happy like himself. He said something about God or a higher power, but I brushed that off. That was for the birds, not for me. Little more of our talk stayed in my memory, but I do know I slept the rest of that night, while before I had never known what a real night's sleep was. This was my introduction to this understanding fellowship, although it was to be more than a year later before our society was to bear the name Alcoholics Anonymous. All of us in AA know the tremendous happiness that is in our sobriety, but there are also tragedies. My sponsor, Jackie, was one of these. He brought in many of our original members, yet he himself could not make it and died of alcoholism. The lesson of his death still remains with me, yet I often wonder what would have happened if somebody